Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Munajat by Hazi Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera, ajab naqsh kudrat namudar tera. Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera, ajab naqsh kudrat namudar tera. Jahan lutf e gul hai wahi khar e gum hai, hai gul khar mein gul mein hai khar tera. Ajab rang berang har rang mein hai, ye hai rang e sanat ka izhar tera. Khushi gham mein rakhi hai aur gham khushi mein, ajab teri kudrat ajab kar tera. Ye naqsha do alam ka jo jalwa ghar hai, hai parda mein roshan sab anwar tera. Ye kotahi apni nazar ki hai ya rab, tere noor ko samjhe aghyar tera. Nahi wo jagah aur nahi wo maka hai, ke jis jaan hi zikr o azkar tera. Tu zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu, tu baatin hai aur sakht izhar tera. Tu awwal nahi ibtida teri ya rab, tu aakhir nahi intihakar tera. Tu awwal tu aakhir tu zahir tu baatin, tu hi tu hai ya ke aasar tera. Nazar ko utha kar jidhar dekhta hoon, tujhe dekhta hoon na aghyar tera. Ilahi main hoon bas khatawar tera, mujhe bakhsh hai naam ghaffar tera. Afwa kisse chahe gunahgar tera, kahun kisse chhore giraftar tera. Ilahi bata chhor sarkar teri, kahan jaave ab banda laachar tera. Ilahi ye alam hai gulzar tera, ajab naqshe kudrat namudar tera.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. Friends, these are the munajat, the words which emanate from the crevices of the heart of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with just an inkling or an atom of that love that they had. That they strive, their whole life they strove and they walked this path to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the object of life. Many a time a person just sits and his tongue doesn't move, but the heart is in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he sits and he ponders and he thinks. And that is what we learn, that to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that moment, it is better than 1,000 years of ibadat. Just to think in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. that undoubtedly in the changing of the seasons, the coming, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, the coming of day, the falling of night, these are signs for those people who think. So to think in the greatness and to ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is better than, and doesn't mean that we shouldn't make nafal ibadah. By nafal ibadah, the hadith of Qudsi, that when a person makes optional ibadah, then I become his eyes by which he sees. I become his hands by which he touches. I become his limbs by which he walks. In other words, the person comes into the full mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is now enshrouded with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person reaches there, then he looks back at his life and he says, ah, oh Allah, 50 years of my life have gone, 60 years of my life have gone. What have I done? What have I done? Person just ponders in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, takes the person so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah rahmatullah alayhi says here, ilahi ya alam hai gulzar tera, ajab naqshi qudrat namudar hai tera. To Allah, this whole world that we see, ilahi, oh my Allah, this is only a sign of your greatness. One time, I can't recall what happened. There was a great alim from India. We were walking together here at home. And I don't know, was it lightning or thunder or something? Somebody said, Ya Allah ki kudrat hai. He said, bhai, Ya Allah ki kudrat nahi. Ya Allah ki kudrat ka bas ek zara thora sa ishara hai. That the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something very, very great. This is just a sign of the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this entire world, we see the coming of the seasons, people being born, people dying, going, the whole routine of the system of the world. Allah, this is only a sign of your greatness. Jaha lutf gul hai, wahi khar e gham hai, hai gul khar mein, gul mein hai khar tera. That, oh Allah, you have put happiness in sadness, and you have put sadness in happiness. Many a time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Many a time a person feels that this is good for me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not good for you. That I'll invest in the bank, I'll get so much interest, I'll make so much money. A person loves money. Allah says, this is not good for you. This is haram for you. Many a time, now we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrifice the comfort of home, sacrifice the sleep of stupidly mattress, go and sleep on the floor in a masjid, go from door to door, go to the programs, go to whatever the case may be, that it seems so difficult. But in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put our success. So many a times, it's the outwardly something may seem good for us, but it's not. And many a time, something that we dispose, that we dislike, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put goodness in that. Ajab rang, rang, har rang mein hai, yeh hai rang sanat ka izhar tera. That in the, we go into the garden, we see different colors. Just think of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the same water, in the same garden, on the same soil, on the same piece of earth, there's mangoes growing, there's apples growing, there's oranges growing. It's the same water. You didn't need a different water for to grow mangoes, and you didn't need a different water to grow potatoes, and you didn't need a different water to grow tomatoes. And with the same tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you speak so many languages. You didn't need a different tongue to speak English, and a different tongue to speak Arabic, and a different tongue to speak any other language. And the same tongue, how you taste so many things. You didn't need a different tongue to taste something sweet, and a different tongue to taste something strong. Allah gave you that one tongue. So in this different, you just see, there's so many different colors, so many different conditions. All this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye hai rang san'at ka izhar hai tera. This is just the color of your doing. Your doing is something very, very great. It's far beyond our comprehension. It's far beyond, idha qada amran fa inna yaqulu law kun fayakun. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do something, He merely has to say kun. And that is for our understanding. That Allah is going to say kun. Allah doesn't even have to say kun. That is for our understanding, that becomes, and it becomes. So Allah, your doing, your creation, this is something strange, something beyond our comprehension. Khushi gham mein rakhi hai, aur gham khushi mein, ajab teri kudrat, ajab kar tera. Many a times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts happiness in a person becomes sick. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was sick, says, those are the best days of my life. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the fire, those are the best days of my life. So many a time in conditions when a person becomes happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in sadness also outwardly people may say, look at this person morning to night, he's got nothing to do all the time in the masjid, just reading, just observing this. But in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put for him such comfort that other people cannot understand. So many a time it seems, outwardly something may seem very bad or something may seem very dry, but the happiness and the comfort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in there, like we learn that aram kuch aur hai, samane aram kuch aur hai. That the means of attaining comfort, that is something else. And comfort is something else. A person buys a sleep orthopedic mattress, but he's suffering from insomnia. He cannot fall asleep. He can have 10 mattresses like that, but it's not going to bring him sleep. So this is the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajab hai. Ajab teri kudrat hai. It is very, very strange. Allah, we cannot understand what you're doing is, how you create, what your power is, what your kudrat is. It's far beyond our understanding. Ye naksha do alam ka jo jalwa gar hai, he parda mein roshan sab anwar tera. Ye naksha do alam, this, what we're seeing, the world, all the sun, as we learn here, that the sky is a great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just space that we're looking in and there's an atmosphere that is nothing there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He made the sky a roof. And you just look at this, that what a great roof without any support, without any pillar, without anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Farji'il basab, that we learn all that here. That Farji'il, look again. Building inspector, come, this is the building that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put up. Now come and see if you can find any cracks in it. Come and see if you can find any flaw in it. Is there any crookedness in it? Allah, what your creation is. How great you are. Wherever we see, we only see you. In everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this. Really, these are the words of great lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People like me who don't even know what is the meaning of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are we going to translate this? Literal translation. Ye kotahi apni nazar ki hai, ya Rab. Tere noor ko samjhe aghyar tera. That Allah, this is the shortcoming of our nazar, of our seeing, of our understanding. It's our shortcoming. It's that we cannot comprehend. We cannot understand that your noor, who can understand it? Allah nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the noor of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything. How can we understand? It's far beyond our comprehension, far beyond our understanding. All this is just the shortcoming of our understanding. Allah bless us with that. And this is the object of life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world to try and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything we see, we should think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be in our mind, in our heart, as we learn here all the time. Bring these baqiyat salihat onto our tongue. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. How many a time, you know, we say, you know, I got saved from the accident. Yes, that's me. Yum. Instead of saying that, rather say Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Went to one shop the other day, and there was a Somali brother behind the counter was serving. And he wrote the invoice, he said, alhamdulillah. He gave it to me, he said, subhanallah. He said, yes, astaghfirullah. All the time, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with it and bless us all with it. Nahi wo jaga aur nahi wo maka hai ki jit ja nahi zikr wa azkar tera. Allah, there may be a place where it may seem that people are happy, people are enjoying themselves. Now it's the World Cup, now it's this, now it's that entertainment, now we're going to a wedding, now we're going for holiday, now we're going for... But oh Allah, that place where you are not remembered, that place where you not, your name is not taken, ke jis jaan nahi zikr o azkar tera, that is not any place for us. Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi said also, that ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. That it may be a station, it may be a place, people may be taking comfort from it, people may be taking lutf and entertainment from it, but Allah, if it's not linking me to you, it's not a place where your name is being taken, then that is not my station. It is a station for somebody else. Khalilullah ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa salam. That when the person came, he was a shepherd, he was in a valley, and he took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who took the name of my beloved? Who took the name of my Allah? And he was prepared to give everything and give his entire life for him, just so that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be taken again. Tu zahir hai, aur laak parde mein hai tu. Tu baatin hai, aur sakht izhaar tera. That, oh Allah, you are apparent. Wherever we see, we only see you. And yet you have kept yourself hidden from our naked eye. That we cannot see you. Laak parde, hundreds of thousands of veils. But, oh Allah, this apple that came into my hand, how did you reach me? The system of the entire universe came into operation. The chemicals in the ground, the water, the rays of the sun, the light of the moon, the changing of the seasons, the weaker working of the people, the clothing that they were wearing, the roads that were used to transport it. Then this apple came into my hand. Allah, how can I even pay the value of it? This is only your kudrat. This is only your system that you made this apple come into my hand. You made this rice come into my plate. You gave me this material that I can sew a kurta and will cover my body. Allah, only you made all these things possible. That I'm walking, I'm taking a step. The strength in my body, the flowing of the blood in my body, everything. Allah, it's only from you. So you have hidden yourself in thousands, hundreds of thousands of veils. But Allah, wherever I see, I only see you. To awwal, nahi ibtida teri ya Rab. To akhir, nahi intihai kar tera. That Allah, you are from ever. There's no start, there's no initial, there's no starting point for you. You are from ever. You are from ever. You are azali. There's no, we cannot understand it. A person's understanding, we are mortals. Our understanding is, has got a limit. We can only comprehend till a certain point. After that you come to, how can there be something that is forever? That is why we don't think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to awwal hai. That Allah, there's nobody, nothing before you. You are from ever. To akhir, you are forever. There's no end to you. As tu hi hai, ya ke the athar tera. That Allah, it is only you. Or the effects of your greatness. Your greatness is something else. Your kudrat is something else. Your power is something else. The effect of it is only what we see. When you make that lightning sound, when you make that lightning shine, and when you make that thunder sound, then this is only a sign of what your greatness is. Your greatness is something else. That is far beyond our comprehension. Nazar ko uthakar jidhar dekhta hu, tujhe dekhta hu, tujhe dekhta hu na aghyar tera. That my gaze, whenever I look it, wherever I see, when I see the growing of the grass, when I see how an animal walks, when I see how the milk comes from a cow, when I see how the rivers flow, when I see how the sun rises, when I see how a baby is born and I'm carrying the baby in my hand, when I see how I wake up in the morning and my limbs are still working and I still feel hungry and I can still eat, when I go to the toilet and I relieve myself, then Allah, I only see you. I cannot see anybody besides you. There's nobody else who's got any input in this entire system. Oh Allah, it is only you, and only you, and only you. Ilahi, main hu bas khatawar tera. Oh Allah, I'm a sinner. Oh Allah, you made us insan. Al-insan murakkab min al-khata wa al-nisyan. An insan, we make mistakes, we err. We are sinners, oh Allah. And the only door we can find is your door. If you close your door, then which door must we go to? Mujhe bakhsh hai naam ghaffar hai tera. Oh Allah, being a sinner, now I'm coming to you. You are ghaffar. If I'm a zalim, then oh Allah, you are ghafir. Ya Allah, if I'm zalum, you are ghafur. Oh Allah, I'm zalam, I'm a very big sinner. You are ghaffar. Where else must I go? Oh Allah, is there any other door that I knock on, that I can knock on? You are ghaffar. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Af kisse chahe gunahgar tera. Allah, from who can I ask forgiveness? From who can I ask to overlook my shortcomings? It is only you. Kahu kisse chode giriftar tera. That where must I go? Allah, I am your convict. I am your prisoner. I have sinned. I have wronged. My entire life has passed in your disobedience. Allah, who must I go to? If you don't forgive me, then which other door is there? Rabia Basiriya rahimahullah ta'ala, that when somebody said that knock on the door, he will definitely open. And she said, was the door ever closed? The door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always open. The door is never ever closed. As our Shaykh teaches us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have office hours. There's not press 1 for this language and press 2 for that language. And there's not the, office hours that night, after hours you must come tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors are ever open. As we say, 24/7, 365, and even more than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaffar. So Allah, I'm a sinner. I've got shortcomings. I've brought to you a present which you don't have in your sovereignty, you don't have in your domain, and that is my sins. Allah, I've brought it. Now you overlook it. You pardon me. Ilahi bata, chhod ke sarkar teri, kaha jawe, ab bandai lachar tera. That Allah, your governance, your kingdom, where else can I go? Is there any place? Is there any other door? Is there any other deity? Allah, it is only you and only you. Please forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. All of his af and his maghfirat and his ridwan wa ridwanum min Allah akbar. Thalika huwa al-fawz al-azim. That the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greater than even Jannah. That is the greatest thing. It is the greatest success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to us all.